Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Good afternoon. We'd like to wish everyone good evening. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thursday. This is yours truly, Pastor C. We're in the Sanctuary Studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thursday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I believe I have on the line tonight my big sister, Sheila G. You on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Praise God, and I know Dr. G is getting a little R&R, getting ready to go down to Hampton, Virginia to pick up Miss Jessica.
Yep.
So we're going to get started with Bible study. We'll open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for this day and all your many blessings. We thank you for allowing us to have another Bible study, and we pray that you would allow us to study to show ourselves unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others. And as always, God, we pray that this will be done to your glory, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sheila G., I thank God for touching and healing my body one more time.
Amen.
Was suffering with some seasonal allergies on last week, and thank God that got my voice back and feeling a lot better. Praise God. I still know Him as a healer, and
mm-hmm.
I know we're going to keep trusting Him that even through this great challenge to the world,
right,
pandemic of COVID-19, also known as coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
that God is still in control. And
yes, He is.
The reason why I can say that is because I've seen Him bring so many people through, so many generations through challenging and trying situations. And so the thing is to continue to trust God, continue to ask God to lead, guide, and direct us, and realize that like we were studying before that in our last lesson that God has an assignment for all of us, and sometimes the assignment we don't like.
Right.
But God will bring you through a desert place, and that was a question we asked on last week. You know, was God ever brought you out of a desert place? And as we see the events unfolding around the world, it's a desert place is a place where it's scarce and it's hard and it's uncomfortable. But even in the scarcity, even in the darkness, even in the harsh heat and the uncomfortableness, God still has a plan for all of our lives, and we have to trust Him that because we are on this planet in this moment such as this, that He still has a plan for us, and we should continue to seek His face and be willing to be yielded vessels to be used by Him, that we can minister to people even in times like these, Sheila G.
Amen, especially in times like these, because truly through all of this, God is showing the limitation of man. You know, there's a lot of things we take for granted. Something as simple as being able to go to a basketball game or getting ready for March Madness or going to a concert or even just as simple as getting up every day, going to work. You know, I've been the client that I have right now since yesterday, they've had everybody basically clear the building and work from home. And so God is showing that things that we take for granted that man has created, like the metro and cars and train, you know, people want to show how fancy houses and fancy jobs, that it's all limited.
And cruises.
It's a paper tiger. It's like you think it's all this and that. And it's showing that the only thing, as you said, that can give you hope is that hope in Christ. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that probably have never prayed before, but they're praying right now because they're seeing that all the money in the world can't keep you safe like God can keep you safe, can't give you peace like God can give you peace. The enemy doesn't care whether you're rich or poor. He's still going to come after you. There is no protection, but God can give you love. He can give you peace. He can give you joy in the midst of all this. And so you have people that are looking at truly Christians like, you know, all this stuff is going crazy, but you're so calm about it because I don't trust a man. I trust in God.
That's right. Excuse me. Amen. And when you see these things happening, there is an opportunity because people, like you say, have trusted in the stock market. They've trusted in man and presidents and leaders and people in general. But there's a limitation to all those things. And when those things come up short, then reality hits people and they're like, wow, this man, this woman, this money that I had put in this account and now in you know, a matter of 2 months, now it's all gone. You know, it's like, and this man or this woman that I trusted, now they're sick and dying. And it's like, okay, I put my trust in man, I put my trust in money. And so now there is atmosphere of pandemic, an atmosphere of panic, an atmosphere of fear of I'm in the desert, you know, by myself. What's going to happen? And so God allows His people to be in the desert with people that need to know God.
Right.
And sometimes when we were talking about that last time we were together, that. You know, we're like, God, this is not. You sure this is my assignment? We start reasoning and rationalizing why this is not my assignment. And no, I'm not doing this, or I'm not going to Nineveh, as Jonah did. No, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing Moses, and you know, all these leaders at some point said they're not doing it, and God had them in a difficult situation, and so here we are as Christians, in this situation with everybody else that. Going through this pandemic, this virus, and yet we wouldn't want to do it, but God said, "Hey, I'm gonna need you to minister in the midst of this this pandemic, and you know, we have to realize that he never promised that the road would be easy, but he promised that he would be with us, and
right
and
there,
his great
he's
command,
right there.
His great commandment. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations."
Mm-hmm.
You know, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have told you or commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. And nowhere in there did he say, but don't go if it didn't have the virus. Don't go if it's going
right.
to be in the desert, you know. And on last week, or the last time we were together, we talked about how Jesus, when he started his earthly ministry, before he started his earthly ministry, God led him out into the wilderness
mm-hmm.
to be tested by the devil. And he had three challenges. And he used the word of God
mm-hmm.
to overcome the temptation of the enemy. And so that brings us to why it's important for us to be studying to show ourselves approved unto God, because that's what's going to help sustain us, number one. And then number two, that's what's going to help us to minister to others
right.
in times of desert, in times of turmoil in our lives, in times of shock and discomfort, that we can use the word of God to sustain ourselves and comfort ourselves, but also to comfort other people. And so when we
mm-hmm.
see Philip here ministering to the Ethiopian eunuch, Philip was one who knew the word of God and was willing to go on assignment and was willing to be in a desert place to be able to talk to this Ethiopian eunuch, a man of great authority over a queen's kingdom. And God knew that if he could minister to this person, that person would have great effect on many more. And,
uh-huh.
and that's the way it is with our assignment. With our assignment, we have the ability to, if we minister to just one person, that one person can affect so many others. And it's sort of like the virus. And
uh-huh.
instead of it being a virus of sickness, it's a virus of health. And so that's what we have to look at this as spreading the gospel is
right.
is counteracting the virus of sin. And it's sort of like the vaccine that hasn't been developed yet for the coronavirus, that we have the ability to have the vaccine, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that can spread and counteract the virus of sin. Chilji.
Amen, amen. And that knowing having that vaccine of Jesus Christ, that gives us the ability to withstand whatever sin comes our way, or things that happen that are really bad, that you're like, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? And it's because there's sin in the world, but God allows us to go through this. I remember when Jessica was 10 and she was really starting to recognize that she was different and that she had to go to the bathroom differently and she walked differently, and there were things, you know, that she was going through, and she one day
mm-hmm.
asked me if God was mad at her. And I was like, baby, why do you ask if God is mad at me? She says, God mad at me because I have all these things and all these challenges. And she's like, then why did he give me, she said, why did he give me spina bifida? And so I told her, I said, well, there's disease in the world because there's sin in the world. But God can take that and use that and turn it around to good. So don't look at it as God is mad at you. Recognize there's sin in the world, therefore you have this disability, but God can use it for good. So you allow God to use your situation for good. And I know it was right shortly thereafter that she became the ambassador for Children's Hospital and started speaking and sharing her story to help others. So even in the midst of like a virus or a pandemic, we can still use the opportunity to turn it into good for God, to share with people that it may be rough, it may be tough, but God is still in the midst of it. And you just count your little blessings. Like, you know, I was thinking about the fact of, you know, how it's hitting the elderly and the fact that, yes, it was painful to lose Ma last year, but at least
mm-hmm.
now, we don't have to worry about her being in a nursing home around this virus. So, you know, it's like you got to find that silver lining, and then you got to share it with other people so that they can see even when things are bad, they're still good as long as you have your faith and trust in the Lord.
Amen. And through ministering and sharing wherever you are, whether you're in a nursing home or a hospital or whatever, know that it can spread to other people. It's just like with the people we minister to, different nursing homes at our church. It's
mm-hmm.
like when the ministers go there to minister, there's people there that they know the word of God, and so they've been equipped with that
mm-hmm.
the spread of that gospel. That even while they're being quarantined, that they have enough word
right.
that has been preached to them. They had enough preachers and ministers that have ministered there, that even if the preacher and the minister can't get there, that they have people there that have enough word that can continue to minister to those even when they're quarantined. And that's what's so important, Sheila G., about spreading the word. And first of all, learning the word and then spreading
mm-hmm.
it is that when situations arrive, that you'll have somebody in place. God will have somebody in place that has enough word to be able to encourage those people that don't know the word. And it's so important for us to study. It's important for us to share, because we never know on our assignment, on our journey, where the word that we taught somebody is going to be used. And
uh-huh.
I think a lot of times people forget that, and sometimes people get selfish and they're like, well, I got mine, you get yours, I don't feel like it. It's not a thing of I got mine, you get yours, or a thing of, you know, I don't feel like it. It's a thing of this is my assignment, and you know, this is where God has me here. It's my purpose. I might not be a licensed minister or reverend or a pastor, but I am a child of God, and I can talk to other people about, you know, how I became a child of God and what God has done for me and my life and my family. And when you spread that, what has happened is you are fulfilling your assignment, and you don't have to be in a church. You don't have to be in a specific setting. You just mean an everyday life experience, whether you're sitting in a hospital, doctor's appointment, whether you're in a grocery store or car dealership or wherever you may be. That you are spreading this word. And that's how God has chosen to save those that are lost, is through the word of God. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, you know, we have to learn to be obedient and learn how to minister where we are, whether it's in the desert, whether it's on the beach, whether it's, you know, somewhere around the world, because somebody is going through something. That sin virus that we talked about earlier is prevalent in everyone's life, and we need that vaccine, the word, or that gospel to be spread to start healing the sin sick souls. Sheila G.
Amen. That's exactly right. And in order to do that, we need to know and understand God's word. Like you, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was just sitting on the metro, and there was a young lady. And usually, I read my book, but for some reason, this young lady just started talking to me, and her son was all over the place. And I was like, "Well, don't worry about him." And I said, "I've had kids and things like that." And she just started talking about how she was being challenged as a mother and a wife and a professional woman, and, you know, just how it was just overwhelming. And she was
mm-hmm.
she was probably in her 30s or so. And so we just started talking, and then we started talking about the Lord and talking about prayer. And she said to me that she had just prayed this morning to God to give her the strength to do what she needed to do as far as with her husband and trying to raise these two kids, as well as being a professional woman. And before she got off, she said, "Thank you, because I believe God wanted me to hear that message through you." And that is what it is. Like you said, it's not a type of thing where we have to be in a specific setting. We have to know God's word. We have to have a relationship with him, because we never know when he's going to use us. We don't
Amen.
Know somebody has reached out to him that morning and said, you know what, Lord, I know you. I have a relationship with you. I go, and that's how it was with this young lady. I go to church, but right now I'm tired. I'm ready to give up. I just can't go any further. But then God had her get on that train and me get on that train, and I never saw her before and I never saw her again, and just have a general conversation. But had I not had that relationship with the Lord myself to be open enough to say, I'm okay talking to this stranger and sharing with her, and God somehow navigated the conversation so that I was able to share back and forth with her what, and I didn't know that was what she needed to hear, but it was some of my experiences about, you know, raising the five kids and just trusting in the Lord and being a professional woman and just let her know that, you know, but you just go into prayer and trust God, and sometimes life does kick you in the butt, but as long as you have him. But that's why you have to have that word of God. That's why you have to have that Bible study, so that you're ready when God is ready to put you out there and to do warfare to help somebody in need.
Amen, amen. So let's go back to the word. Last time we were together, we were looking at chapter 8 of the book of Acts, and we started at verse 26. And we went down to verse 32. And we want to just read from 26 down to 33 and just get some background on what was going on. So, Philip, I'll be reading from the NIV, Acts 8, verse 26. It says, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road. And we talked a lot about that on the last time we were together. It goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he's going from a comfort zone to an uncomfortable zone. In verse 27, it says, so he started out, and we talked about that last time we were together, about just getting going. And a lot of times people stop, and it's hard to get back up going. So he started going out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasure of Candace, which means queen of the Ethiopian. And so he was in charge. He was a man of great authority. And God had Philip go to a person of great authority in order just to minister to him so that he can also spread this word. And so the rest of that verse says, this man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in the chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. And sort of like what you were saying, CLG, where you got on that train and you know, the Spirit had you to get on that particular car and to sit next to that young lady. In verse 30, it said, then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you are reading? Philip asked. In other words, the person was wanted to worship. The person was reading the word of God, sort of like the person that you were sitting next to at a train. They knew God, but they needed some encouragement, needed some understanding about God. And so in verse 31, the eunuch asked, Philip, how can I? He said, unless someone explain it to me. And this is so crucial, because we never know in our lives when we're going to be that someone. When we're going to be that someone that's going to be able to explain, that's going to be able to expound, that's going to be able to share, because we listened to someone. And like you said, on the train, you listen to someone. And ask the question, and you never know when you're going to be that someone, and it's why we need to be prepared to be that someone, to be able to explain something to someone about the word of God, or who God is, so that they can receive from God what God wants for them. Sheila G.
Amen, and that's exactly why you have to be ready to be used by the Lord. Because like you said, in that situation, it wasn't a type of thing where I had Bible in hand and we said we were going to go out and witness to others. It was a spur of the moment type thing. And the initial conversation was just talking about, you know, her son was bouncing up and down, and he accidentally bumped into me. And that's when I opened it up with, no problem, I had kids of my own. And then she just opened up and started talking. And as I was listening to her, then I was saying, yep, that's why I leaned on the Lord all the time for, you know, strength. And so then we started sharing stories. And then through that, she opened up that she was Seventh-day Adventist and that, you know, she was trying to get into God. And, you know, and so I didn't even go there as far as quote-unquote religion. We just started talking about God and self and what God and how God can give you the strength. And that's when she started opening up about how she was at her end of the rope. So she knew God. She was closer to God than her husband was, but she felt like she was confused because her expectations weren't what that expectations were. And when I just started talking to her about developing that personal relationship herself with the Lord, and then the Lord will direct her, guide her as to what she needs to do with her children. So to what you're saying is she knew the Lord. She has already been saved. She just needed direction on how to tap into that power source. So I gave her practical guidance on to take what she has, like the eunuch here. He had the word, but he's like, I need to understand this thing. I'm reading it, and I believe it. I'm going to worship, but I still need to know how to apply it so it makes sense to me. And that was the situation with this young lady. And by the time she got off before me, and she said that I had prayed that morning for God to give me something because I'm at a crossroad of what I need to do. And through that short train ride, she reached out to the Lord. She wasn't completely understanding it. God used me to kind of expound on it indirectly. And by the time she left, she was like, okay, now I'm back on track with you, God. I'm trusting you. Lead the way. I still have.
And what's so awesome about that is you were that someone for that particular time. And God always has someone or somebody. When you're talking to God and you're reaching out to God like this eunuch was talking to God and reaching out to God like the woman on the train was talking and reaching out to God, God knows what that particular time and that particular moment is going to be.
Right.
And we just had to be yielded enough to be able to go to that daggone desert. and have somebody bump into us. You know, and be attentive, and Philip he ran up into the chair and when he heard the man reading Isaiah, in other words, he stood near, and at the right moment, he was able to minister, and that was all orchestrated by the Spirit, because we went back to verse 59 and said the Spirit told Philip, in the King James Version, it said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And in other words, Philip was being led by the Spirit. And that's what we had to do. We had to be led by the Spirit. We have to know God. We have to know God's word. And we had to be led by God, by the Spirit, in order to be that someone that God needs at that particular time. And this takes us to verse 32, and I'm going to go back to NIV. And let's go back to finish verse 31. It says, "How can I?" He said, "Unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And this is awesome. As you were talking to the young lady about your experience with your kid, she opened the door and invited you into her situation. And so our actions of being led by the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, not throwing out a big, you know, 2-ton Bible or, you know, quoting a whole bunch of scriptures, but just the way we live and the way we respond, and that people can feel that they can approach us.
Right.
And that through that ability to be approachable and being equipped and led by the Spirit, then God can minister. And that's awesome about God, because he invited Philip up. Philip didn't jump in.
No.
But he invited Philip in, and Philip began to see this as a window of opportunity to begin to share what God is doing in this desert place. Sheila G.
Amen. And that's how God works. He'll just put you in the right place at the right time. And if someone has a willing heart, they'll open up that heart and God provides that opportunity. And that's something that we have to be open to, being led by the Holy Spirit, knowing when to talk, when not to talk, because that allows that person to reach out to you, and then you're ready to pour into them what God has given you. And that's one thing that we have to understand, is not so much that we're being pushy about anything, but when that God will let you know when that opportunity is, and you just follow what the Spirit, and when that person has a willing heart, then you can pour into them what God has poured into you.
Amen. And it's all a timing thing with God. He orchestrates it through His Spirit. But that's why we had to be ready for that desert place. We had to be ready for that moment to be able to do that. And as you spend more time in prayer and more time in the Word of God, more time actually getting up and going and doing the things of God, what will happen is you'll be more sensitive to those particular moments, and you'll have more confidence that this is God speaking to you. And being able to use the Word of God. And it's amazing. It's an awesome thing to do. But sometimes people are looking at you, how you will respond. You know, how would you respond if you had someone bump into you with their kids? Would you say, oh, you're mad, you're upset, and you know, roll your eyes and sigh and everything? Or would you say, hey, God brought me through with these kids, and I know how it is with kids.
Back.
And you know, I leaned on God to help me get through. And in that particular moment, that person invites you in.
Yep. Open up.
Which is why we have to be so careful how we respond to situations in desert places or difficult situations that we find ourselves in, is to respond in a godly way so that people will open up and invite us in to say, hey, you know, I see how you handle that, and you can say, "Yeah, that was God," and you know, it was only God that helped me get to this place, and you know, you'll be all right, and that whole window opens up, Sheila G.
That's exactly how it happened, and you're so right, because like I said, her son was real bouncy, and she was trying to put him on his lap, and he kicked me, and you're right, if I had like done like some people, rolled my eyes, sucked my teeth, you know, or just said nothing, but I could tell that she was like, I don't want to say humiliated, but she was like, it was like that one last thing where it's like, okay, we got one more thing going on. I can't control this child. Now you kick this lady. Now, if I had reacted with an attitude, things would have turned out differently. And it's almost like God allowed that to happen so that I would because I reacted the way I reacted, and once I did that, she just opened up, and then I was able to share with her. And God just orchestrated that way. But like you said, if I had my mind on Jesus, I would have been upset thinking this woman didn't have any control over her child, and so the child kicked me. But
it would have went a totally different way.
Exactly.
So let's see what Philip was reading in verse 32, and I'm going to read it in NIV, Acts 8, verse 32. It said, this passage of Scripture, the eunuch, was reading. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. And this is the Old Testament prophet book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8. And so he didn't understand that. And a lot of times you look at the Word of God, and when you first start studying the Word of God, there's some things you don't understand. And as you get more and more into the Word of God, and someone explains it to you, a Sunday school teacher, adult youth pastor or your pastor, someone explains it to you, then you'll begin to understand. And so that's the whole thing about spreading the gospel, is is helping people to understand the good news of Jesus Christ. So what happened was Philip began to be attentive and hear what he's reading. And verse 34 says, the eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is this prophet talking about, himself or someone else? And then in verse 35, then Philip began with the very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. That's an awesome thing.
Amen. It's an awesome thing.
It's like the moment where the stage was set, the hearts were prepared, the spirit
right.
was there,
yes.
and the word went out, and
yes.
faith came by hearing, and hearing yep. by the word of God. What this is awesome, Sheila G. I get excited about stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
Sheila G.
Amen. It's so true, and how God used Philip to break down that scripture in such a way that the eunuch could understand it and apply it to his life and say, I get it now. And that's how it is when somebody kind of expounds on the word of God. You know, people say, well, I can read the word. No, you need to study the word. But then not just study it, apply it to life. So if you can take God's word, apply it to life, break it down so somebody can see, oh, you know what? There were times I could see God that was his hand was in that. Oh, that's what it means that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
yeah.
me. Oh, that's what it means when weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Oh, that's what it means, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because when you just
yeah.
say those things, it's like, what do you mean? How, if my life is a mess, how can the joy of the Lord be my strength? Well, if you
mm-hmm.
focus God, he'll give you that joy that he knows that he's going to bring you out. And I bet you there's been times where you thought that you weren't going to get through, but you asked the Lord, you just prayed, and even if you didn't ask or pray, you thought about God, and he brought you through, and you knew that that was nobody but God. That's how we expound on God's word and use life application. It's like enjoying God in your everyday living,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they were just words to the eunuch. And then when Philip
yeah.
broke it down about this is what God did for you, broke
yes.
it down that way, then he's like, oh, my goodness, I want to be baptized. I trust
yes.
God. And that's how
yes.
we have to make God's word exciting. And when I know we're talking about this train incident, but I'm telling you, when that woman got on the train, the young lady, I could sense the weight that was on her shoulder. And then just in that 15, 20 minute ride, when she got up, and then that was when she told me that she had prayed that morning. It wasn't until she was getting ready to get off the train that she
yes.
shared with
yes.
me. I asked God to help me because it was too much for me, and I'm trying to hang on. I'm trying to trust in him. But now it's almost like he put you here at this moment to explain it to
yes.
me, and I'm good. And I will probably,
Amen.
I may never ever see her again, but it's that same thing where you make God's word come alive in somebody's life.
Amen. And you are the word of life, word alive at that moment. You're the word alive. And you know, in verse 35 in the King James, it says, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. It's like this is just awesome stuff. I get excited about stuff like that. People, because it was, why you get so excited about that? It's like you got to have a relationship with God to understand that if God allows you to open your mouth and you're not
right.
talking about nothing,
mm-hmm.
that's not right. But if you open your mouth and you start talking about Jesus, oh, my gosh, the
right.
effect, the transformation
yep.
that can happen in
mm-hmm.
so many people's lives is just an awesome thing. And to be able to be used by God, the Spirit
right.
of God to be able to do that, it's just
right.
exciting to me. I don't know. It's just
yeah.
one of those things that pumps me up. And I thank God for the ability to be able to know the Spirit, know the Word of God, to be able to just open my mouth and be able to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And so as we're getting close to the end of this chapter, again, like you were saying, it's like you didn't know that lady, and you'll probably never see her again. But there was a moment for you to minister. And so at that particular moment that Philip preached the good news of Jesus, the word alive came alive in this eunuch. And in verse 36, back to the NIV, it says, as they traveled along the road, and sort of like you were traveling along the train in the metro, it says they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized? Oh, my God. In other words, he heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and Philip ministered to him and told him about, you know, once you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the next step is an initiatory rite of water baptism. Mm-hmm. And so what the eunuch did in verse 38, and he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away.
Yep.
And the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing.
Mm.
And so this whole train incident that you experienced, you'll probably never see that woman again.
Right.
But when you all went into the Word of God and the Spirit intervened and gave her that hope and gave her that spirit lift, it's similar to this. Not the same, but it's spirit led. And you can see that she was able to rejoice in God that you have ministered to her to help her to go on. And so there was a reason why you were on that train. There was a reason why you had to get kicked. There was a reason why you ministered to her. And there was a reason why Philip had to go to the desert place. There was a reason why Philip had to explain to this eunuch. And then this, all of a sudden, the spirit was led him away. In other words, the lady will probably never see you. You'll probably never see that lady, but she'll be able to tell somebody that somebody shared the good news with her, that in her lowest moment, she was able to get a word from God, get an understanding, and go on. The same thing with this Ethiopian eunuch that will be able to say, there was a fellow named Philip. He came, he explained to me, he baptized me, and now he's gone.
He's gone.
I tell people about, you know, people coming and going in church and in ministry. It's like, hey, there was a moment in time when I was able to open my mouth, share with that person. That person got the word of God. And they may not be at our ministry right now, but they got the word of God. And I know that God used us to be able to minister to that person. That person would be able to go on and spread the word of God. So this is classic ministry. And it's an awesome thing to say that, hey, the Spirit can move and the Spirit can place you in situations and places and time that He can be used to spread the good news. And you never know where it's going to go, but we have to go, Sheila G.
Amen. And it's just like that virus that you were talking about, you know. She prayed because she was that morning, for whatever reason, she was at a crossroad and she just needed God to give her something. God worked it out, answered her prayer. And you could see, you know, in her excitement as she was leaving the train that she knew it was from God. But then just like that virus, you know, she's going to share that story with somebody. She's going to tell somebody, I was at a crossroad. I've been saved. I trust in the Lord, but I was tired, and I didn't know whether I was going left or right, and I didn't know how I was going to make it, and I asked God to help me, and all day long I had this stuff on my mind, and as I'm going home, it just happens that somebody's on the train, and through that, God spoke to me. So she is probably going to share that with somebody else, and it's going to be like that virus that you talked about earlier, how that's how we get God's word out. And then again, like I said, we were talking on the train, so you don't know who heard her testimony.
Exactly.
Train.
And so the last verse of this in Acts 8, verse 40, it says, Philip. Let me go back to that verse 39. It says, when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. In other words, Philip's assignment for that particular time was complete. And then God sent him to another assignment. In verse 40, it says, Philip, however, appeared at, and so that's why we can't sit on our laurels. We can't get complacent because we did this on this day, but we have to continue to go on. So it says, Philip, however, appeared at Estos and traveled about, preaching. What was he doing? Preaching, but the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. And so it was a thing where he just didn't pat himself on the back and say, look what I did, yada, 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 yada. You know, it's like, I'm still going to be obedient. I'm still going to be humble. I'm still going to preach this gospel because this, like you said, this is the vaccine that
right.
needs to spread. This is the gospel virus
right.
that needs to spread to those that are in this area. And so wherever it is, we got to keep preaching the gospel and until it reaches, like he said, until he reaches Caesarea, until it
mm-hmm.
reaches everywhere that God wants it to reach. Sheila G.
Amen, amen. It's amazing how God works that way. And like you said, he wants you to continue to do that. You just don't stop, and you just continue to allow yourself to be open enough to be that vaccine, to share God's word to others so they in turn can show it, share it to others, and you get that chain link, that strength, that godly strength. And that's why I think that's what I believe is going to happen through this whole virus thing, is that the strong in Christ are going to rise up. And that's where
yeah.
people look to that strength, and then you're going to have people going back to church, people that took it for granted that they can go to church. Now
yes.
you can't
yes.
because of this virus, and then it's like, oh, I can't even go to church anymore. You know, well, what are you talking about? But that's the building. That's the building. Now you need to
yes.
get to, but things that you've been taking for granted, now when things get settled down, you're going to be running back in there. Wanting to understand, talk to the Lord. Lord, thank you for giving me. So I believe the strong in Christ are going to rise up, and then the weakness in man is being exposed.
Amen, amen. We're going to go through the phone lines tonight. We're going to ask a question about this gospel vaccine. And just ready, ask the question, are you ready to spread the gospel vaccine in the midst of the sin virus? We can go to the first caller. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor, I'm glad to know you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm a little congested. But yes, I am ready to spread the virus as far as sharing with others about Jesus Christ. And when they first talked about this virus being in China, it just kind of just kind of got next to me. I began to pray, and I began to ask the Lord to heal and to touch, and
mm-hmm.
moves in the way that he wants to move in. So it's very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
And for the end up here in the United States, it's like we almost like the last. And it was like, I think we had gotten so caught up in our power and our strength that
right.
we thought we had some answers.
Yep.
And God just wanted us to see that he's still God. He's still in control of everything.
Yep.
But my prayer was, there were people there in China that God wanted to save. And we
mm-hmm.
as Christians, if we would pray and we knew the power of prayer and the healing, what God could do, then other people would be saved, not only be saved, but would receive salvation.
Right.
And so God has a way of working globally
mm-hmm.
through the world, getting man's attention. And a couple of things reminded me of Old Testament time, you know, when we
yes.
had plagues and, you know, certain diseases and sickness. But one of the things that the Lord shared with me in my Bible study this past week, with Jesus going through the cities, the villages and the town, healing the people.
Mm-hmm.
of all manner of diseases and sickness.
Yes.
And that was a reassurance to let me know that God still got this thing in control.
Yeah.
Right. All
yeah.
man has to do is just trust him and ask him. But sometimes our pride won't let us ask him.
Come on.
And so it's no mystery to God. It's no surprise.
No.
It's no mystery to him.
Mm-hmm.
And not even... not so much the sickness, but the way that this country has to change and modify their lifestyle.
Mm.
God is speaking to his people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time for me. You can't serve me. You can't worship me. Then I'll give you some time. You know. So through everything, God going to get the glory. And
that's right.
All we have to do is stand firm on that word and just ask the Lord to make, keep us humble and meek, make us available where when the time comes, we can share and we can spread
Amen.
That gospel.
Amen.
Because it's a lot of people that out here that feel like there is no hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to let them know that God is still listening.
Amen.
He is still listening, and he wants his people to come back to him. But he has some mandates, you know. We just can't come back to him any kind of old way. We
Amen.
Have to
That's
come
right.
back with him with a repentant heart. And so I'm not sitting here judging, but I'm just saying God have ways of getting everybody's attention.
That's
I mean,
That's right.
even the Christians, because we take a lot for granted, too.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. We assume it's going to be there, you know. But
yeah.
God wants us to know that we need him 24/7. We need
right.
the Holy Spirit to constantly guide us and constantly keep us and direct us what to do, what to say, and where to go. Because
Amen.
Everything is in his hand. God is not a poor
Amen.
God. Everything is in his hand. Everything
That's
we right. need. The word tells us that.
Amen.
He is creator of heaven and earth. Everything belongs unto him. And he is the sustainer and he is the giver of life.
Yes.
And so everything we need, God has. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Everything we need.
That's right.
Everything. The song 107 tells us that God sent his word and he
yes.
healed them and delivered them of all their destruction.
That's
so,
right.
We got that word there. We got the word which is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so all we have to do is use what God has put in our hand, that word, that power of prayer, that word, and the Holy Spirit. And we will not
Amen.
Come to destruction because we have that promise.
Amen.
From God. And so, you know, I just thank God for everything that he's done, what he's doing, and what he is going to do. And I pray that he will just keep me available, keep my mind focused on him,
mm-hmm.
so I can do what he has called me to do. Not what I want to do, but what he has
That's
called
right. That's
me
right.
to do. Because sometimes it's not what I want to do, but it's what he wants me to do. So that is my prayer. And so thank you all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Last four digits, 6309. 6309, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Could you repeat the question, please? I had it in my mind.
Yes. Are you ready to spread the gospel vaccine to the sinful virus of this world?
Yes. Yes, I believe I am. I'm getting stronger and stronger. I do trust and believe in the Lord, my Savior Jesus Christ. And I know that whatever's going around, I know he's in charge and he's in control. And he's in this mix because it's something he wants to get around. But I know I believe and trust in him. And we, none of us can't do nothing without him. But I also know that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And that
Amen.
He is in charge, and he will deliver which way we're going to go. So, yes, I believe that I can deliver a message to people, and I do. I do. Just little things. You know, you don't have to be
yes.
nothing scripture wrote. It don't have to be nothing you studied in the school.
Right.
You give us wisdom and common good sense.
Amen.
And we believe mm-hmm. trust in him, we can do just what our First Lady Shirley Gregory did. You know, everybody can do that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you got to have the heart to do it. And you got to, when you see that, just like she said, she's a mother. She had children. When you see that, you know, you can give it out, you know, and you don't even know you're giving it out, but you can give it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can touch somebody, you know.
Amen.
And like that girl said, she had to admit it. She said, I prayed to God this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So she was admitting that she knew that somebody was going to give her, and so happened it was our First Lady Sheila Gregory.
Amen.
But everybody can do that, and everybody should do that, you know.
Yes.
And that's something we can do every day for somebody else, and it's going to make us get closer to God.
Amen.
So it does. It does. So, yes, I thank him for the way he's brought me. I thank him for continuing to hold on to me, because I'm certainly going to be on the battlefield for the Lord, my Lord, until I die. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your
Amen.
Comment tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Last four digits, 3343. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I haven't had no idea of what this supposed to be virus is. I don't know what it is, because I constantly think about the God and things I got to do, and I think about the people that I have run across, like Sister Gregory have done, and I gave a question, and somebody said, I needed that much today.
I
yeah. didn't know what I needed, but I'm so glad you came by
mm-hmm.
and gave me that word. So I'm glad I was in the position to do that, because I'm always constantly thinking all the time. I've been wrestling back with Saul so much this past week or so. So I am just been a thrill over it, because I hear myself saying what she said already, because I've done it, and I feel good about it. No, as far as a virus concerned, no. I got a issue coming up pretty soon, but I know I got God on my side, so I'm not even worried about this virus, they call it, whatever it is. You're trying to scare people away to do the thing that the man wants to fall into place, but we're just not going to face and fall into place that he wants us to fall. But God is in there waiting for him to put it in his trap, and he's going to fall and pull it out of his up on himself. But this virus, I'm not even worried about it. I got God on my side. Thank
Amen.
You very much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. We go to the next caller. Last four digits, 0072. 0072, you on it? All right, they must be listening in. We're going to go to the next caller. Last four digits, 1411. 1411, you're on air.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I definitely am ready to, hand out the vaccine for the virus of sin. But, you know, one thing I am aware of, I also understand, too, that vaccines don't necessarily work right away. So I think sometimes when we're out here administering the vaccine to non-believers and to people that can definitely do better in their Christian walk, I think sometimes we think that the vaccine is going to work instantaneously. But sometimes, like any medicine we take, it's got to take a while to work its way through your system. Sometimes you may need to come back for a second, a third, a fourth dose before you can actually cure the ailment or cure the disease. But, you know, I too believe, like everybody else, and have always believed, that God finds a way to get people's attention, either directly or indirectly. You know, people better start waking up and
That's
seeing
right.
what's going on, because, you know, the Bible speaks of this. We've known about it. Nobody knew, like, you know, we all knew at some point that the prophecies and things that were discussed in the Bible and things that were discussed hundreds of thousands of years ago are going to start to come true. So people better really start paying attention and kind of get themselves right with the Lord. But, you know, continuing through it all, I will continue to have faith. I will continue to do my part. I will continue to speak a word to anyone. You know, if the Lord compels me to, I will definitely do that, and try to also lead by example. I think we're in a world where we can show people better than we can tell them. So I've always believed it's one thing to be able to speak it and to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to actually live it and embody what it is that we're talking about or where we're trying to get people to go. But guess what? We can get them to go there. They can follow us. We can be that example. We can be that guide to show them how to walk in the body of Christ. But, you know, it is a process just like everything. But through that process, you know, you have to continue to have faith. You got to continue to believe, and you got to continue to endure, you know, because there are going to be some challenges along the way. We're
human. Yeah.
We're in this flesh. We're not going to always be operating at 100% Christian full tank. You know, some days our tank's going to be a little low, but that's when we got to lean on our resources and utilize people that God has placed in our lives to help us get through so that we can continue to be a blessing unto others. But again, you know, I'm definitely committed to the cause. I'm definitely committed to what's going on, but I also recognize that, you know, some people would say that this is the beginning of the end times, and if it be it, I'm prepared for it. I truly have faith in the Lord that whatever, you know, His will is intended on being, then that's what it'll be. I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to resist it, but I know I need to do my part and to make sure that Brandon is ready for whatever may come. But, you know, I will continue to try to minister to those who are willing to embrace the word of God, and if not, I'll just leave them with a word, and I'll check in on them later and see if that vaccine is soften them up a little bit. But, you know, I truly appreciate what you guys were doing. I'm glad through the midst of all of this, you guys still, you know, decided to have the Bible study call tonight. So I appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. Sheila G, good work, good participation.
Yes.
Your final word and closes out in prayer, please.
Sure. Just continue, as everybody says, to share the good news with whoever comes in our pathway. Take this opportunity with all the negativity to point people to Christ. This is an opportunity for us as Christians to share the goodness of God, especially as far as love, joy, and peace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come and expound on your word, Lord. And Father, I pray that you help each and every one of us to be like Philip, to share your word with others, Lord, especially in times like these, Lord. I pray for those that have been exposed to this virus, that you would just let them know that if they just continue to trust and believe in you, then you will help them through, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will speak to each and every one of us and help us to share the good news with you. In your precious name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Prayerfully, we'll hear from you again on next Thursday night. Good night.
Amen. Good night.